You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Violinist Anjali Makaronis recently graduated from University High School in Fresno and will be attending Harvard this fall from home. You may have heard her perform this spring on Valley Public Radio's Young Artist Spotlight or as a guest on our Play On series earlier this summer. Valley Public Radio's David Ouse recently caught up with her to learn more about her Little Virtuosos project and the interconnection between music and mental health.
That's music of Shostakovich performed by Fresno violinist Anjali Makaronis with two of her friends from San Francisco Conservatory of Music pre-college program, violinist Pierce Wang and pianist Charlotte Wong, both of whom are guest collaborators in Anjali's Little Virtuosos project. You're attending Harvard, but you will not be heading to Cambridge right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I will be having all my classes online, so I'll just be here at home.
You've been making good use of your summer, and that's what we want to talk about, is your Little Virtuosos project. Tell us a little bit about the mission of the Little Virtuosos Project.
Sure. So Little Virtuosos Project is a student-led initiative that I created in the fall of 2018. And it originally started out as a string quartet and a vocalist playing at Evangel Home, which is a homeless shelter in downtown Fresno. And so we would play there. But since we're also interested in how music affects the brain and how we can relate it to like mental health awareness and other issues such as that, we really wanted our mission to be connecting music and mental health awareness and educating the public about how music and neuroscience intertwine. So that's what we've been doing for the past couple of weeks. We've been trying to transition to a more virtual kind of presence. So we've been more active on social media, on Instagram, and we just launched a website just to reach a much wider audience, especially during this time.
So who are your main collaborators in the Little Virtuosos Project?
We started out a couple of friends and I from university high school. So we have a string quartet, cello, viola, another violinist, and we have a vocalist who also attended university high school. And they'll be attending different universities. So UC Berkeley and UOP and the University of Notre Dame. And since then, we've really expanded a lot to actually different countries. So I have a couple of friends who live in Taiwan and another who lives in New Zealand. So we've been able to collaborate a lot on these different projects, and they're really talented musicians.
That's super cool. And am I right in guessing that it's the constraints of not doing stuff in person made you to figure out different ways to connect online? And so that probably led to these international collaborations that you might not have done otherwise?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we were actually just talking about it because we actually just released a new member form, like an application to have more people collaborate on music videos and do a lot of research and stuff like that. So we've had applicants from around the country and around the world, different countries. So it's been really great to just use this time to be able to connect with people even more, even though it may not be in person. So it's just been a really great way to kind of bridge those gaps that we have during this pandemic.
One of your latest videos is tied in with Black, Indigenous, Persons of Color Mental Health Awareness Month. What's the song and how did you pick it?
So the song is called I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. And I've actually loved this song ever since I first heard it. So I really wanted to incorporate it somehow into our project. And it was actually in the first week of July, I was just looking through Instagram and I just saw this post about how it was Black, Indigenous, and People of Color's Mental Health Awareness Month. We were like, oh, we should create a series where we highlight different BIPOC artists and musicians and play some of their works. So I Have Nothing is part of that series that we created to highlight BIPOC artists' stories and just how they came into the music world.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
There's nowhere else.
Nothing.
Members of the Little Virtuoso Project performing a voice and string quartet version of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing. Well, we certainly wish you a lot of luck in school, and it's great what you're doing with the website, and wish all of your collaborators a great semester as they move on to the next stage of education. For our listeners, can you remind me, what's the name of your website?
Our website is called littlevirtuososproject.org.
Anjali Makaronis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.